Just a few minutes ago, I had a chance to sit down with members of RPI's chapter of Alpha Phi Omega, the National Co-Ed Community Service Fraternity, and talk about their mission and their personal experiences. So why don't you guys tell me what organization you're with and your names and all that kind of stuff?
So we are all brothers of Alpha Phi Omega, or APO, and it is the National Co-Ed Community Service Fraternity, and we are part of the Epsilon Zeta chapter from RPI. My name is Amy Lemos, and I'm the membership vice president for the chapter.
My name is Jackson Wong, and I'm the service vice president for the chapter.
My name is Aniga Iyengar, and I'm the fellowship vice president for the chapter.
And my name is Claire McManus, and I'm the historian for the chapter.
And what year are you individually at RPI?
I'm a junior. I'm studying chemical engineering.
I'm a junior studying computer science.
So I'm a senior graduating in December, and then I'm starting my master's degree in January.
In what?
In materials engineering, both of them.
Okay.
And I am a junior studying environmental engineering.
Okay. So what drew you to this organization? Why did you join?
So for me, I was looking for a better opportunity to be more involved outside of just my classes. And like our three pillars in APO are like leadership, friendship, and service. And all three of those things are something that I personally enjoy and am interested in. So like the organization, it gives you a lot of chances to lead and plan events, gives you a lot of chances to help the community, and like also like the friendship part. We're like very close people, so it's a really good social aspect. So it kind of has the best of what a lot of people might be looking for, especially if you're service-oriented like us.
So when you say get involved, were there specific things? Because that can mean a lot to a lot of different people.
So what I was kind of looking for was, as like back in like high school, I was very involved in a lot of like extracurriculars, like band, like student government, all that stuff. And I just didn't know like quite where my fit was for my big extracurricular at college. So I was looking for somewhere where I could spend my time and spend my efforts that weren't just in my classwork. And this was like a good fit for me for sure.
Yeah, and so I joined because I'm someone who's pretty passionate about social justice and community service. I did a lot of it in high school. I joined actually as a junior, so my third year at RPI, because I was looking to do more of that. And I knew a bunch of people in Alpha Phi Omega who were really great people and who were also really service-minded. And so that's what drew me to the organization and led me to join.
I joined Alpha Phi Omega because I was looking for a group that was very diverse and also service-oriented. And I definitely found that with Alpha Phi Omega, there's a social aspect that I really enjoy, but I also enjoy the structured service, and it's very often, so I really like that.
So I joined my first semester freshman year because I was really looking for a community to kind of that I fit in with and really vibe with at school. It was hard transitioning from high school and living in Massachusetts to coming to a different state. And it was really just having a community, a group of friends that had a similar like set of morals that I did and a similar interest that really brought me in and also what kept me here.
It's hard to live in Massachusetts anyway.
That's a controversial topic.
Yeah.
So are there any particular things that have really stood out for you guys that you've gotten involved with that really have brought you some level of satisfaction?
Well, for me personally, it has been a lot of like some of the smaller events that I do. Sometimes when being an RPI student and being a student at almost any school can be really hard and taxing. But being able to put aside some of my time, not to just like watch Netflix or something, but to do something that's more meaningful for people around me, like making blankets for Linus Project or like volunteering at different places around the community and around, like we've even gone down to Pennsylvania one time to do community service down there and stuff like that, where I spent a weekend of my life instead of just sitting around or just kind of stressing myself out, I can do something that I feel is a lot more productive and worthwhile for myself. And I just think that the feelings I get from that and coming back from those experiences, feeling so satisfied and feeling as if I have like a physical representation in my mind for something that I've done, not just like finishing a worksheet, not just going online and clicking a couple questions. And that's really, yeah.
One of the things that you mentioned, you said blankets?
Yeah.
Tell me what that was about.
So there's a project, I think, in the area. I don't know how far they go, but it's called the Linus Project. And something that we do usually about once a semester is we buy materials to make blankets. And I'm pretty sure they give these blankets to homeless children or children in need, especially during winter time. They like to distribute these blankets around like the capital region, especially around Troy. I think that's where they're stationed. And we've spent like a lot of time as a brotherhood making blankets for this project. And every single time we finish a blanket, like four of us work on it, like cutting and tying things together, and we get to like fold them up at the end and someone gets to turn them in. And it's always just like a really nice feeling.
It's a very personal statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like little things like that. We have so many projects that we do like that, that I think that each brother has like one of their own personal favorites. Like my personal favorite is Linus' project, just because I've been involved in that for a couple of years.
Ones that I have found really fulfilling are when we work with organizations that benefit the Troy community. So like the Sanctuary and Troy Bike Rescue and Capital Roots. Those ones feel like it is meaningful to me because we're making, I think, a positive and impactful difference in the community, more than just, say, you know, donating to some charity that we don't know what they do with the funds or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's great. It feels very gratifying to me to be able to work with a bunch of people that I know and am friends with in the community that we are all in, even if it is only temporarily for school. It helps. I think I like that we do something to give back to the place that we're living.
So those three organizations that you named are very different groups in their nature, you know, TBR, the Sanctuary, and Capital Roots. Did you, in your work with them, get any sense of them as organizations in terms of how they're organized, how they're run, things you like about them, things you that made you have questions?
So, as you said, they're all different. So sort of my answer is different for the three of them. I think they all fill needs in the community that weren't met before in kind of innovative ways. Like, for example, the Troy Bike Rescue, I think it's pretty incredible that they, you know, recycle, you know, bikes that on their face don't work, but only because maybe one or two components don't work. They disassemble it and they can, you know, produce many, many working bicycles out of these, what many people would consider garbage. And the same way that Capital Roots provides, you know, fresh or gives the opportunity for fresh produce in what is a fresh food desert. And the Sanctuary it's a little bit more like nebulous as to the like tangible benefit, but it brings people in the community together in an artistic way in a place that maybe is struggling to find like an artistic center that's not like really like capitalized. Mm-hmm. So they all sort of fulfill those different needs, and that's kind of why I am drawn to them, is because, I don't know, they speak to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of would be on the same vein as Jackson. I really like going down to the places in Troy that we go down into, because when you're up in campus and RPI, you like look down, like you're in the library, you look down, you see Troy, you see this place, and you're so close to it every day, and, you know, it has its problems, and but like very rarely do you even go down into it. So I like that. That's one of the things I like about being in APO in general, is that it gives you the opportunity to get off campus and see the place around you, but you're not just going to like go shopping at the mall. You're going to go and help improve their surrounding area. Another thing, I like doing trail cleans as well. I thought of it as I was talking. So we work personally with Frere Park, and we do a lot of trail cleans there. And then sometimes we've been getting better at working with Grafton Lake State Park, where we're going. We made a trail at the end of the semester. We're going there on Sunday. So I like the outdoor stuff too. It, to add a different flavor from what just Jackson said, I like being outside and being able to go outside and actually help organize or improve the outdoor area that I'm in. It's nice. It's nice to do on a Saturday instead of, you know, sleeping in. And it's a nice way to de-stress before doing homework again. And, you know, you're also helping someone at the same time, so you can't really complain there.
I like part of the service aspect that I like is the interaction with both the brothers of Alpha Phi Omega and the Troy community. I also, like Jackson, I really like going to Troy Bike Rescue and Sanctuary, because I feel like we're making a good impact on the community that we live in, and many students don't get to do that because they don't often leave campus to interact with other people that they live around, and they don't get to see what could happen if they helped out as well.
That actually is a great segue to my next question, which is, so APO has its own thing that's, they're obviously very focused on the communities that to interact with, but what about RPI in general? Are people generally introverted, and is that encouraged or discouraged in terms of their relationship with Troy or even the capital region in general?
I can actually kind of speak towards that. So I know that there's some people who go to RPI who are extroverted people, and there, of course, there's some people who are introverted, as you'd find in any large community. And I think the general feel that people get from the campus is a more introverted feel. Like, I know some people who, like, for example, like, there's some people that I knew who were juniors at RPI who had never once left the campus when they were there. They hadn't even gone on the bus to Walmart their entire time there. If they ever needed any food, they would just order it. And they would have things come to them. And I think it's, like, really something that was lost. My first semester at RPI, I never really went down to downtown Troy because, well, the school does a really good job of encouraging it, like, your first week here by showing you everything. They don't really, like, continue that encouragement afterwards. Like, we never really have any sort of, like, organized trip or, like, way to get downtown besides the shuttle to the dorm in downtown Troy and Blitman. And that, even that, is just on the edge. Mm-hmm. And so I remember, like, I was actually through APO that I actually started going downtown more. A lot of older brothers who had been downtown, of course, doing service, just, like, hanging out, getting food, going to the bars, they brought me downtown and showed me some of my favorite food areas. Like, Troy has some really good food, and a lot of, like, students have started appreciating that, and a lot of them started going downtown more for some food, and, like, a lot of the cultural events and stuff, I think we just don't hear about, really. I know the Tulip Festival happens right after school ends, so sometimes people who stay behind for senior week end up going to that. But overall, I think that there is kind of a disconnect between the RPI campus as a whole and getting to downtown Troy. I feel like a lot of people just kind of stay up on the hill and never mm-hmm. walk down.
No, I would think it would... So I went to Georgetown down in D.C., and there was certainly that kind of insular atmosphere. But then for upperclassmen, you, after a while, you get bored with where you are and you start to wander, or you live off campus or that type of thing. So have you found that your, you know, relationship with this with the area has evolved?
I think mine has, definitely. But it's also to build off what Anika said, I think the downtown area is, you know, people don't go to it too much, even though it is pretty inviting. There's a lot of, like, things to do in that area. But I think there is definitely a stigma at RPI against, you know, even, the rest of Troy. Because Troy is, like, at least geographically, a huge city. There's, you know, you go further north, you go further south, you go further up the hill. I think that still is considered Troy. And, like, you never even hear about anybody going anywhere near any of those places from RPI. So, like, I think community engagement, like, between RPI students and the Troy community is, like, limited to the downtown and then hardly anything past that, because there's a stigma of, like, at RPI of it being, you know, dangerous or not the right place to go or something like that. Mm-hmm. In terms of the next question of how has my relationship evolved, I did move off campus as soon as I could after my sophomore year, but... my house, the house that I live in, is really close to the campus anyway, and I think that's where most people live. The furthest people that I know who don't live in fraternity is kind of further away. Their own apartments lived on, like, not even that close to the river. It was down the hill, but not too far even. And I feel like while, like, my relationship with Troy has probably evolved somewhat since my freshman year, it still isn't really in my, like, realm of where I would go at any given time to move throughout the rest of Troy past, like, the downtown area.
Okay. So why don't we close up with this coming year? Do you guys have particular projects that you're looking forward to, or is it just, you know, what comes in on a day-to-day or week-to-week kind of basis?
So in terms of our service program, that's so what I'm in charge of organizing as the service vice president. And we have one specific event that's coming up on September 29th. We are taking a bunch of different groups from RPI to the Northern Rivers Parsons Children and Family Center. I believe I got that name right, to do some painting for them. We're taking about 100 people to go and for the whole day go and work on that. So that's, like, what we have, like, specifically, like, a big thing coming up. We also, we may be doing something for our national fraternity has a national service week in November, which is the theme this year is suicide prevention in the community. And we will probably be doing something for that week. And then past that, we don't have too many more specific plans aside from the rest of our Rush calendar.
Yeah, so specifically our Rush is service-oriented because we are a fraternity. We do have, like, a pledging process, which is nothing what you would think of with a normal pledging process. Yeah. Basically, it's teaching you how to, like, be a brother, how to plan events. Your pledge class plans an event. You plan an event. You meet everyone. It's just to get you integrated. But in order to do that, with this as a Rush event today, like, half the people here are just people who just decided to come out and see if they liked us. Huh. So we have... a scouting event because APO was founded by the Boy Scouts, people who were Boy Scouts, but so we have a scouting event. We're going to Grafton Lake, like I said. We're going to do a trail clean. We're going to Capitol Roots. So we have just a few in the next week. So we're loaded right ahead with a bunch of service to start our semester. So those are our guaranteed events, and then once our pledges come in, they're all, you know, hopefully we get a lot and we have new members. They'll all plan events throughout the semester. Brothers will continue to. So really we'll just have periodic service at least a couple of times a week throughout the semester. But those are more just things that either are special events or just places we like to go to.
Great. Anybody else want to add anything?
I think we're all set.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in and enjoying the air conditioning. And,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We do love the sanctuary. We love coming back here and
doing
it here.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I know that we appreciate you guys coming in and, mm-hmm. Come to all the different events because there's a lot of different stuff happening here. I can tell you that a lot of the events are video recorded. So if you're interested in learning how to use cameras or do editing or if you want to get involved with the radio station, all that stuff is available to you. All right.
Yeah, great.
Thank you so much.
That was my co-host, Dave Pablo, with Amy Lemos, Jackson Wong, Annika Einhart, and Claire McManus of the Epsilon Zeta chapter of Alpha Phi Omega at RPI.
For those just tuning in, I'm Dave Pablo.
And I'm Tatiana Morani. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or, any sort of admiration, you can text us at 518-888-3004.